Jesus, I thank you for being such a good God, and I thank you for all that you've done, and I just hope that anyone listening would come to know and trust in you more each day and realize that this is a process, this is a journey, and sometimes we think we know where we're going or what we're doing or what's happening, and then we realize we don't, but that you would just continue to be a good shepherd to us. And that we would be aware of how much you love us. In your name, Jesus, I pray these things. Amen. Hello, this is Michael Ryan. Welcome to Knowing Jesus. And I really want to just encourage you. That's all. I mean, I just thought it was fitting for you to know how much the Lord loves you. It's so important. We live in a world with so many stressors and so many things to want and to desire, and we live in a body with so many needs and so many things that make us anxious. And the most important thing you can know is that the Lord loves you. And I know people say that sometimes, and it's so cliche. God loves you. God loves you. And it's sad. It's cliche. Because it's not just talk, really. Maybe I can say it more blunt. The Lord allowed himself to be murdered for you. You know, people went around saying that. Hey, the Lord was murdered for you. But that's really what it was. He's trying to really show you how aggressive he is about how much he cares about you. And I understand that because of who we are, how imperfect we are, and how prone to just being sinful, this flesh has in us, is we really must know that the love of God and what he's done for us, that's what we have to hold on to. He cares about you, and he died for you, and he invites you to just really, really get to know him and to take advantage of that love and take advantage of that relationship with him. And it really, it's the best thing you can do. It's the best thing you can do. So if you haven't already, I just encourage you, just put your head down or go to a place, a quiet place, and just give the Lord thanks. And just thank him for loving you, and just acknowledge him. Acknowledge that he's there, and he made a way for you to be saved. And just share the love of God with somebody else. Think about the things in your life that you're thankful for, and just give him that praise, because he really is a good God, and he really does care about his people. And there's things that he may do that I don't understand, but I do understand one thing, or at least I do know one thing, and that's that he left his glory and came down and walked among you and I when I was his enemy. You know, back when I was in the world and doing all the crazy worldly things, the drinking, the smoking, the cursing, the womanizing, the anger, all the things that were going on, nothing to do with God, nothing, I didn't want no part of God. He gave his life for me. He gave his life for me. So that's something I know I can thank him about no matter what. And every single sin I did is forgiven. Every sin in my life that I have done, that I will do in the future, is completely just void. And the same with you. If you've been born again, if you believe that Jesus covered you, there's not one sin that can stick to you. Not one. That's great. That's incredible. And it wasn't just God declaring it by saying, okay, no sin's going to stick to you, you're forgiven. He declared it with his own life. He declared it with his own pain. So it's just worth thanking him for. You know, if there's nothing else to thank him for, just thank him for loving you and bringing you into this new family where when you die, you're going to be with him. So, and you can be with him right now. You can have a relationship and talk to him right now. And he'll listen to you. You don't always feel like it, but he is listening to you. I don't feel like the earth is rotating right now, but it surely is rotating. So just give thanks unto the Lord. It says in the Psalms that it's good for his godly ones to give him thanks. And I just encourage you to really just meditate on Jesus and what he's done for you and who he is and what he is right now. And he lives in you right now. And that we have been blessed with all the spiritual blessings possible in spirit and heavenly places, as it says in Ephesians 1, through Jesus Christ. So I just pray you're encouraged with that. Lord Jesus, thank you for, again, for just everything that you've done and everything that you're doing, the working in us, the coordinating our life events to grow us and to give you glory and to teach us, and for just sustaining us, giving us a heartbeat right now, just giving us life, sustaining ourselves, all the things you're doing right now for us that we don't even really think about. I just want to thank you for that, God, and I pray that anyone listening would just, that you would just touch them with your presence and just draw them to come and seek you. In your name I pray. Amen.